In lies lie beliefs. Onset. He'd seen the moon. How could you miss it? The brightness, its rotational persistence. But the stars, that was something else entirely. A separate story. You could go for years without them, and he had, until tonight. He doesn't know why, but tonight he'd looked for them. Oh, it was because he'd wondered whether it would rain, that was all. And he'd looked up at a dark gray expanse of sky, then shifted his gaze until he saw one, a bright star. There's another, light years apart, but not very many. He still didn't know if it would rain, but he realized that he'd said he'd seen a star and thought it would be a good idea to start looking at them once it was dark. Muddle. None of that constellation incandescence. He thought he should just find a star. It was just one more body he'd never get to, but he didn't think it could be a bad thing to look at a star. Some stars you couldn't look at, like the sun, but these others, possibly much larger, much brighter, with light that was so old you'd only read about it, a bright light you couldn't read by. Which was not to ignore the moon, though. It stepped in front of the stars and outshone them, even after its long estrangement. Even with its borrowed light, he knew that much, or thought so. The moon had no light of its own, neither do we, but just couldn't, or wouldn't, admit it. Mend. Luminosity was just a lie it told itself. Us too. Still, we say we've seen the moon.